Friday, Bob Almanac. That means it's train whistle time. Merry Christmas, the Christmas edition of the Bob Almanac.
Pretty close.
Merry Christmas to one and all, and to all a good night. Not yet. Friday, December 22nd, 356th day of the year, 1937 this date. The Lincoln Tunnel opened for traffic. That actually goes, I believe, under the Hudson River.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
I think you're right. So. That was quite an undertaking. That.
Really was.
They were tired of going over the river,
right?
Under the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
So what does that connect? That connects the
couple of boroughs.
Boroughs, yeah.
There's some boroughs.
Joe Burrows,
Brooklyn, is it Queens?
Yeah.
Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
One of those two. I don't know that much about New York.
I don't either. I don't have any plans to go there anytime soon.
1937. 1956.
Meet Kolo, the first gorilla ever born in captivity. She almost died at birth, but Kolo is 4 months old and thriving now under the care of Mrs. Mildred Davis. At this stage, caring for Kolo is just like caring for any baby, human or ape. They think and act pretty much alike, especially at mealtime.
Is that Hugh Beaumont?
Papa, who resides in the Columbus
municipal... No, it's not.
It sure sounds like him.
Cole, it's way too cheery for Hugh Beaumont.
Well, he
was never that cheery on... he was always giving wisdom to Beaver, but I don't even remember that cheery.
Yeah.
Maybe off scene and off screen.
Does sound a bit like him.
Let me see here. I don't know if he ever did newsreels.
Kolo, the first gorilla ever born in captivity. She almost died at birth, but Kolo is 4 months old and thriving
too far from
under the care of Mrs. Mildred Davis. At this stage, caring for Kolo is just
Beaumont,
like caring for any
like
baby,
this.
Human or ape. They think...
Hey, you Beaumont here. You know, we better is Ward Cleaver. Hi. He's puking a little bit there.
Yeah.
But Kolo... The gorilla was born on this date. Born and bred in captivity, Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. Mm-hmm. Do you like Kolo or do you like Coco? Because Coco was another one of them.
Coco.
Now, Kolo lived to be 60. So,
wow.
Kolo was born on this date in 56, and he died in January of 2017. He was a member of AARP.
He really was, yeah.
He was not yet old enough to start drawing Social Security.
But... when he was about 48, he probably started getting the letters from AARP.
Right. So in 56, Kolo born. 1958 on the charts.
Alvin!
This song hit number one on the charts. David Seville had himself, you know, they did The Witch Doctor, and then they did, I keep asking myself this every year. What came first? Was it The Witch Doctor or the Christmas Chipmunk song? Gosh, I think it was The Witch Doctor, but I can't remember if it was for sure.
Yeah,
but David Seville
sure.
and the Chipmunks, the only holiday chart topper. Holiday chart toppers are very common now because it's based so much on downloads and online listening,
mm-hmm.
not so much on just simple sales and radio play. But this was number one on the Billboard 100 this date in 1958.
Wow.
All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. It wasn't until that one in 2019, which...
quite a drought.
Which was way after that song was released. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. That's from the 90s.
Okay.
And it charted number one in 2019, again, because of now the new modern way of doing things.
Yeah.
But so basically, in the old style, before downloads, the Chipmunks song, Alvin, the whole thing, Want a Hula Hoop, was the only one that went to number one.
1958. Wow. As old as me.
Yep. The Graduate premiered on this day.
What are you going to do now?
I was going to go upstairs for a minute.
Oh, I meant with your future. Your life.
Well, that's a little hard to say.
Because a vision softly creeping.
The Graduate.
67.
It seems while I was sleeping.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
Have you gotten this room yet?
I haven't, no.
What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Oh, she's attracted to a younger man.
Yes.
It was the Graduate this date. Dustin Hoffman became a star. Anne Bancroft was the cougar. And that was this date, 1967.
I was right.
Best dress. Yes.
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, yeah. 1967. You know your Dustin Hoffman movie, certainly. Mm-hmm. This date in 1984 in the news.
I think he did right.
By shooting these guys.
Sure. They tried to mug him.
I think what he did was completely wrong. I mean, I think I'm a law student.
Two views as police distributed a sketch of the white man sought for the shooting last Saturday afternoon of four black male teenagers who allegedly tried to rob him.
That isn't Hugh Beaumont, by the way.
No, it's not.
That's a report from New York on the, speaking of New York and the Lincoln Tunnel, it was on the New York subway this date that the subway vigilante, as we learned to know him as,
right,
Bernie Getz. Shot four black youths in a Manhattan subway. Getz claimed they were about to rob him. And it was it made national news.
It did.
On this date. It also was part of SNL. They did some skits on it as well. Gosh, who was it that did the Bernie Getz? It was a good Bernie Getz, certainly. That was back in 84. 2014, we need to remember Joe Cocker.
Time goes by. No time to cry. Life's shooting down alone. Today, love lingers up.
Jennifer Lawrence and Joe Cocker, and this is a live version. They're both. It is funny to watch Jennifer Lawrence kind of look at the corner of her eye and all the gyrations and the ticks and the moves and, you know, singing like it's a whole body dry heave,
right,
that Joe Cocker did. That was his style.
It
but Jennifer Warnes,
like,
is kind of
in pain.
Jennifer Warnes is kind of looking over going, whoa, because I mean, that's got to be easily, good thing she wasn't easily distracted,
right?
She hit her notes.
Yeah, she's a pro.
In comparison, when she did the Dirty Dancing song with Bill Medley, he was dead still.
Right.
He was like a statue. He thought it was a wax figure there for a while.
Opposite sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, Joe Cocker died at the age of 70 on this date, 2014, 9 years ago. And then 2020 on the old soccer pitch.
Frankie with his back to goal. It's lovely work to find Messi, and Messi buries it on Stardust Football from Barcelona. The combination unlocks via the lead, and it's Barca 3, via the lead, nil.
Lionel Messi scored, and obviously the broadcasters forgot to read the game notes.
Right.
Because they didn't realize that was his 644th goal for FC Barcelona, breaking the record for the most number of goals scored by one soccer player for one team, breaking Pele's record. Pele. That's
true.
If you're breaking Pele, that's like breaking Gretzky's records.
Yep.
It's Pele. 644 goals. You know, if you were to ask me before I saw this tidbit, I would have told you that there hadn't been 644 total goals scored in the history of soccer.
Correct.
At any level.
That really kind of surprises
at
me.
At any level. 644 goals. But I guess...
He must have played 10,000 games.
At least. That was this date.
That was a 3-0.
3 years ago.
At that point.
Before we do birthdays, and yes, indeed, Witch Doctor. My hunch was correct. But as you get older, hunches just don't. I mean, all you have are hunches.
Yeah, they don't always pan out.
And like then you're down on your haunches, and that can be painful too.
Yeah.
So, Witch Doctor, that was the first big hit by the Chipmunks. I did look it up, and then the Chipmunks song came later in '58. So they were the same year. They're saying very close, but Chipmunk song after
Witch Doctor.
Witch Doctor.
Got it.
And now birthdays here. Oh, another Last Man Standing clip. Didn't we just have one yesterday?
We did.
It was one of Tim Allen's
daughters, right?
Hey, Mike, what's up? You're usually the first one in here.
I spent the morning dealing with the city bureaucrat. I've had prostate exams are more comfortable.
There's no more a soul-crushing adversary than the man.
The man?
Yeah.
What are you, a Black Panther?
Briefly, it was the 60s.
Hector Elizondo, he was the big boss man there at Outdoor Man on Last Man Standing. Mike Baxter, it's played by Tim Allen, of course. Hector Elizondo, 87. Who could forget about him?
Fine actor.
Yes, he was the hotel manager, was he not, in Pretty Woman, helping out Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
Among many, many, many other roles.
Yep.
But and he was doing... He was doing Last Man Standing well into his 80s, because he's 87 now, and that show's only been off the air maybe 3 years.
Right.
87 for
Kudos.
Hector Elizondo. Here's Diane Sawyer. She's interviewing Whitney Houston, asking the tough questions, and Whitney hitting back.
Whitney dying. Crack rehab fails.
First of all, let's get one thing straight. Crack is cheap. I make too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? We don't do crack. We don't do that. Crack is whack.
Bobby and I only do the high-priced drugs, is basically what you're saying there.
Wow.
To Diane Sawyer.
There's a problem
Whitney
brewing
was
there.
Was having issues, obviously, and then she passed away as a result of those issues. Very sad.
Too sad.
Diane Sawyer, she interviewed a lot of famous people.
She did.
I believe she's still doing it somewhere, someplace now. Isn't she?
I think
she's
so. She's still on there.
Jane Pauley's the one who works the CBS Sunday mornings.
Okay.
The Charles Kuralt and the other Charles Broden, Charles Goodman, Charles something. But I think they were both named Charles,
Schultz,
weren't they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Charles Schultz.
Yeah. Charles Nelson Reilly.
How about
one of them?
Colonel Klink.
Right.
So Diane Sawyer is 78 today.
Mommy's all right.
Rick Nielsen, the lead guitarist for Cheap Trick. Famous for his multi-neck guitar.
Yes.
He had one that had five necks. That's better than having five chins, Neil.
Yeah.
Charles Osgood just came to me. Charles Osgood.
Right.
It's the other Charles on that Sunday morning show. So Rick Nielsen, 75 today from Cheap Trick. Let's go to the ghetto, shall we?
We should.
Look who finally got back from my honeymoon in the bathroom mirror.
Knock it off, JJ. Your mouth is always ahead of your think piece.
That's the best you look after all that time in there? You should sue the mayor for non-support.
JJ, if you were to look in that mirror, it would break so bad we would have 17 years of hard luck.
JJ's sister, Thelma Evans, Bernadette Stannis.
They did pick on each other a little bit.
Yeah, it was a good back and forth.
It really was.
Kid Dynamite and Thelma. But they really loved each other.
Oh, they did. Their family.
Down. And then, of course, Mr. Miguel. Yeah. Bernadette Stannis is 70 here today. Again, one of my all-time favorite shows. Of course, we just lost Norman Lear.
Mm-hmm.
And just think of his shows. And we talk a lot about his shows, but the subject matter that he tackled.
It was pretty impressive.
And it certainly was. That was the first real all-black cast showing a black family living in the projects in Chicago. So that was a whole new avenue and a new show. And it was fantastic.
It really
big,
was.
Big Good Times fan. So that was this date. Happy birthday today. Bernadette Stannis, she's the big... Thelma's the big 7-0.
Wow.
Here today.
All right.
And I think John Stamos is still with us. Not Stamos, Ed Amos. Is that the name of the father?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was Ed Amos.
Yeah.
A-M-O-S.
A-M-O-S, yeah. I think he's still with us, so he's still out there somewhere.
I can look it up.
And the only reason we have this guy's birthday on, because he kind of helped us out.
Well, it's off the wall. Lonnie Smith is held up at third, and he didn't do very good base running. That was terrible by Lonnie.
He didn't pick the ball up. He stopped when he rounded second base. He may have gone for the decoy around second.
Yeah, he did.
Lonnie Smith sees the ball in the gap. And look, he looked at Knobloch. You see Gagne and Knobloch combining for the decoy.
Thank you, Lonnie Smith, for being so gullible.
Right.
Otherwise, the Twins may have lost the 91 World Series. He would have scored on that play.
Probably would have.
All the way to the gap and off the wall
in
left center field. I don't think
there's any question he would have.
I think he made that ball made contact with a plexiglass out in left field. Lonnie Smith here today is 68 years old. Very gullible.
Yep.
I mean, he answers every call. He's always looking into his auto warranty. He has like 80 different auto warranties because he keeps saying he's gullible, Neil.
He's very gullible.
He's gullible, those calls that come in. So, Lonnie Smith, we mention you today, and we salute you. It's a Bob Almanac salute.
There really is.
To Lonnie
Smith. Oh, by
the
way, John Amos.
John Amos, that's it.
And we'll hear, I think we're going to have a Bob Almanac with him middle of next week.
But not a salute.
No, no, not okay, a salute. He's good. Still with us. He'll be in the alive birthdays.
Is he the one who said, damn, damn, damn? No, that was Florida.
that was the missus.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, so, how about this? He was banned in the USA, the lead singer of Two Live Crew. Their raps and their songs were crude. They should have been Two Live Crude.
Right.
Two Live Crew, the lead singer, the leader, the rapper. He's our rapper of the day. We got two rappers today. Luther Campbell is 63. And then from American Idol.
Okay, and what are you going to sing?
Because You Love Me by Celine Dion.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Go for it.
You were always there for me, the tender when I carried.
Jordan Sparks, she goes, is that okay? It would have been funny if, like, Paul Abdul or Simon go, no, we don't want that one. You have to sing Tiptoe Through the Tulips or something. You have to sing MacArthur Park. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can I sing that song? But anyway, that's Jordan Sparks. She won season 6. Of the American Idol show. She was only 17. She was 16 when she auditioned. She won it when she was 17. Our rapper,
how old is she now?
34.
Oh, that was that long ago. Okay.
Our rapper of the day, other than Luther Campbell, is DaBaby.
Ah.
DaBaby.
DaBaby.
You don't throw the bathwater out with DaBaby. That's a rapper DaBaby. Or is it the other way on? You don't throw DaBaby out with the bathwater or vice versa.
Yeah.
He DaBaby actually likes to bathe dry.
Ah.
DaBaby is 30. They got that dry shampoo.
They do.
They have shampoo you don't need water with. And then...
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
So she's not talking about the setting on your graphic equalizer, Neil.
No, she's not.
No, do you know what she's talking about?
I don't.
It's about having a low center of gravity on the backside.
Ah, okay.
I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it.
She ain't no size 2. She's
right
on. You understand the lyrics and you might get it.
She stops in the husky section.
It's all in the context. Meghan Trainor with her All About the Bass hit. That hit, and that song's almost 10 years old.
Wow.
Meghan Trainor, 30 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start with Baseball Hall of Famer Connie Mack. How about 67 years in baseball as a player, manager, and owner? He was born on this day in 1862. He was the manager that wore the suit and tie in the dugout. There was, you know, he did not put on the baseball uniform. It was... I don't know, he's the last one to do it, and I don't remember anybody else doing it or seeing anybody else do it. 1862.
If Tom Landry would have been a baseball manager,
right.
he would have made the move over to the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, he would have done it.
Yeah.
Yep. Our former First Lady of the day is Lady Bird Johnson, LBJ, wife of President Lyndon B., and she was born on this day, 1912. Speaking of Hugh Beaumont... His bride in the Leave It to Beaver program was Barbara Billingsley as June Cleaver.
He outkicked his coverage.
Big
dear, this coffee's cold.
I don't know why. I just poured it 20 minutes ago when you said you'd be right down.
Oh, boy, she was just giving Hugh a hard time. Or say Ward.
She, you know, slid him in there, kind of side saddle where you wouldn't know they're coming. And yet she was perfect at it. 1915
now
for Barbara Billingsley.
She was multilingual, right? Bilingual,
she was,
at least.
She did speak jive.
And you know who taught her jive? You know who she learned jive from?
Thelma?
No. Lumpy Rutherford.
Oh, Lumpy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Lumpy was big into jive.
Oh, okay. I can see that in a weird way.
And where did he learn it from?
Eddie?
No. His father, Dick Deacon.
Oh, Dick Deacon.
Fred Rutherford.
Now, there's a guy. Who knew jive?
Mm-hmm.
We have, there was only one match game host for me. It will always be Gene Rayburn.
Earl, are you in there? If this doesn't come out, Gene Rayburn, don't you come out either. You're not only going to stay in there, but you're going to go to the back of the box there, okay? All right. You're in the corner now. All right. I'm not going to look, Earl. All right, Earl, slide it.
It was Supermatch, and it was Gene Blank. on Supermatch. So he's talking to the guy back there that controls the board.
Right.
And he was threatening him, if it isn't Rayburn, you might be looking for a new job.
Right.
Obviously. I got a question for you. It's not a question, more of a statement. Dumb Dora is so dumb.
How dumb is she?
Right, exactly. Right.
So that's Gene Rayburn, a longtime host of that program with the skinny microphone and always had a lot of fun. 1917. The Gibb Boys from the Bee Gees, Morris and Robin, 1949.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow.
I don't know who was born first, Maurice or Robin. They're listed, Maurice, then Robin. Or Morris, if you will.
Well, we do know that Morris passed away first. And then Robin passed away a few years later. Yeah. Morris was more keyboards and background vocal, and there was Robin starting out his part on How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
The Gibb brothers, both, they were born, what, moments apart, 1949. They're both, and they're all, gone, but not forgotten.
Are there any cases that have been documented of twins being born at the exact same time?
I don't think it's possible.
That'd be tough on the mother.
There has been, I think, documented where somebody was born at like 1159, and then the next one was born at, so they were born on different days, technically.
That's a good point. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Depends. So there we go.
And it depends on what time zone you're in as well.
That as well.
And your staff, have they totally given up when it comes to classic country?
Nope. Just in case your love for me should ever
Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Oh, yeah.
Your staff forgot Little Jimmy Dickens for Terry earlier this week.
The news to me.
He's so small, we just didn't see him.
Right.
7-7-2-0-3.
Went down in the Patsy Cline plane crash. 1921 for Hawkshaw Hawkins. Real first name, Harold. Now.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Well, Merry Christmas to everybody, and to you, Neil, the best to you and yours.
Thank you.
Hope you have a safe one, and I'll be back for the All Request Lunch Hour. In the meantime, it's a no-repeat work day, and it starts now. Winona, I Saw the Light, T.G. Shepherd, I'll be coming back for more, or Living Till I Die, Clay Walker.
T.G.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, everyone.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDDG.